This disaster has demanded a response from huge swaths of the federal government as well as state and local governments. And in a moment, we'll hear from NPR's national security correspondent Tom Gelton about the response today from the United States military. But first, we have comments from eyewitnesses who spoke to NPR this morning in Texas. Some of them were watching for the shuttle as it flew overhead, and some were startled by the sound.
I was standing outside when it came, and rather than hearing a distinct sonic boom, what I heard was like a loud, long, rolling thunder type of noise. And in addition, the contrail was very spread out, going from the west to the east over the horizon. I knew something didn't look right.
It was just a gigantic double boom sound, like just boom, boom.
The noise, as I say, was very intense. It lasted probably about a minute and a half, and then it decreased as the plume headed directly straight in the southeast.
It rattled the building. It was loud, but far off, if you know what I mean. I was waiting to start hearing sirens or see smoke from my building or something.
In the south, across the sky, going from west to east, I saw it was a bright glow, and at first it thought it was a meteor or something like that. We see those quite often out here. Mm-hmm. It just flew right across the sky from horizon to horizon, just faster than you can imagine, and bright purple all the way.
Those were eyewitnesses of today's Columbia disaster. Mike Buffington in Nacogdoches, Texas. Barbara Lancaster was in Richardson, Texas. Bob Moulter lives in Palestine, Texas. Sheila McKay is in Dallas, and Brian Patterson is in Silver Springs, Nevada.